You know that feeling when you just sense these big shifts happening all around you. Mm-hmm. Right now, artificial intelligence is definitely doing that in the job market. It's not way off in the future anymore. It's here and moving fast.
Yeah, really fast.
So if you're like us trying to figure out what this all means, the big question is, you know, how do you navigate this? How do you stay ahead?
That's exactly what we're diving into today. We've got two really interesting pieces of material here.
Okay.
First up, some methodological recommendations from the Mayakovsky Library in Kaliningrad. It's their 2025 report,
which translates to
roughly how AI changes the labor market.
Yeah.
Analysis of future professions. So think of it like a practical guide they put together back then.
Got it. And the second source.
We're also looking at a research paper. This one's from the Institute of Economic Forecasting of the Russian Academy of Sciences. And it's focused specifically on predicting the need for AI specialists within Russia right up to 2025.
Okay, so the mission for this deep dive, we're trying to pull out the really crucial bits from these sources, yeah. Understand how AI is actually reshaping jobs right now.
Exactly. What skills are becoming vital.
Right. And what the future might look like for different careers. So this is basically your quick guide to what really matters without you having to, you know, wade through everything yourself.
Precisely. And the first big thing that, honestly, both sources touch on is this whole changing landscape of skills. What jumps out at you from the Mayakovsky Library stuff?
Well, one thing that really hit me was their point about real-world skills. Employers in 2025, they're valuing those more and more, sometimes, you know, even more than just a diploma.
Yeah, it's becoming about what you can do.
Exactly.
And what's really interesting is the specific skill they flag as, like, top priority in 2025. They say having a basic grasp of artificial intelligence. The Russian term they used was Ergonordic.
Okay.
That's becoming a core in-demand skill. Like, basic AI literacy is turning into a major advantage pretty much everywhere.
That's fascinating. And they've got some numbers to back that up, don't they?
They do. The Mayakovsky source points to a pretty big jump in job postings that specifically ask for skills with neural networks.
Right, neural networks. Remind us quickly.
Sure. Think of them as a type of AI that learns from loads of data, kind of like a human brain.
Yeah.
They power a lot of the cool stuff, like image recognition, understanding language.
Gotcha.
So the report notes a jump from, 156 job postings mentioning this in 2023, all the way up to 371 in 2024.
Wow, in just 1 year.
Yeah, that's a pretty steep climb. Mm. Really suggests employers are, you know, actively seeking this out.
And here's where it gets really interesting for me. The report also talks about how jobs involving text processing, they saw a big impact in 2024.
Mm-hmm. Less demand for translators, copywriters, editors.
Especially for the simpler stuff, right?
Exactly. The more routine tasks. AI is getting, well, pretty good at that. The numbers for editors are quite something. Openings apparently dropped by almost half between January and August 2024 compared to 2023.
Half. That really drives it home. AI isn't just some abstract idea. It was already changing specific jobs back then.
Definitely. It moved from theory to practice pretty quick.
Okay, so stepping back a bit. What are the bigger forces driving this whole labor market shift in 2025, according to these sources? It's not just AI, is it?
No. And the Mayakovsky material gives a good picture here. Besides the technological changes, which, you know, we've been talking about, they also point to economic uncertainty, demographic shifts.
Okay.
And the whole transition towards a green economy. And the key thing is, they see all these factors as interconnected. It's not AI in a vacuum.
That makes total sense. It's like a perfect storm of different changes happening at once. Now, where were the biggest personnel shortages in 2025? Which sectors were really scrambling for people?
The recommendations highlight a few key areas. Industry and IT, definitely. Construction, healthcare, and also transport and logistics.
So, pretty widespread.
Yeah, the fact that it's across such different sectors tells you the demand was, well, significant and diverse across the whole economy.
Okay, so let's break that down. Within those sectors, what specific jobs were most in demand in 2025? Start with industry and manufacturing.
Right. In that area, the report really highlights hyoku kremida, basically, engineering and technical workers.
Okay.
Seems to reflect the need for skilled people to, you know, not just bring in, but also manage and maintain all the complex tech, including AI systems being used in manufacturing.
Yeah, that tracks with the focus on technical skills. What about construction? Different story there.
Kind of, yeah. In construction, the demand was more for, let's say, traditional skilled trades. Hovalva Bombs, Hovhichiziki, Gucci's.
Which are?
Masons, roofers, and facade finishing specialists. It's interesting, right? A bit of a contrast to the tech focus elsewhere. Shows that fundamental building skills were still super crucial.
And maybe harder to automate quickly. That's a good point.
Definitely.
And healthcare. We always hear about shortages there.
Yep. In healthcare for 2025, the big needs were OIGDs. So general practitioners, surgeons, and pediatricians.
Core medical roles.
Exactly. Roles needing a lot of human expertise, empathy, complex decision-making. You know, stuff AI, at least back then, wasn't ready to take over.
Right, that human touch is still critical. Okay, now looking a bit further out, say 2035. Which jobs did the sources think might shrink because of automation?
The Mayakovsky material points pretty clearly to 004.
Cashiers and ticket sellers.
Yeah. They projected those numbers would likely go down as automation became more common. We were already seeing that trend, weren't we? Self-checkouts, online tickets.
Yeah, not a huge surprise there. Those are often pretty routine tasks. So how was this tech progress in 2025 affecting different types of workers? Was it the same for everyone?
According to the Mayakovsky source, no. They actually say tech progress was increasing the demand for Hyashuafen ASA.
Highly qualified workers.
Right, which just reinforces what we were saying about the growing need for AI skills, yeah. Deep technical knowledge, that sort of thing.
And what about money? Salaries? Any impact there?
Yes, the material suggests these tech advances were helping to push up salaries for those highly qualified workers.
So potentially widening the wage gap.
That seems to be the implication, yeah. If you had those in-demand, often techie skills, your earning power was going up.
So if you're trying to figure out your path in this kind of fast-changing market in 2025, what should you be thinking about? What advice did the sources give?
The Mayakovsky recommendations actually give some pretty solid, well-rounded advice. They say, first, consider a kielt, a sha.
Your personal interests and what you're good at.
Exactly. Because finding work you actually care about still matters. A lot. But then you also need to look at Esho Ishaka. Esho Zashaka. Esho.
So current trends and where things seem to be heading, which is where understanding AI's impact is key.
Absolutely. Aligning what you enjoy with where the opportunities are.
Makes sense. What else?
Really important, they stress Vesho Shatmayevish. How much are we sure about now?
Opportunities for continuous learning and retraining.
Yeah. In a market changing this fast, being able to adapt, learn new things throughout your career, that's going to be crucial. And finally, the practical stuff. Desired salary and work setup.
Yeah, can't forget those.
Right, so it's a mix. Personal passion, market awareness, committing to lifelong learning, and those practical needs.
Solid advice. Okay, looking even further ahead now, what changes did the sources see coming by 2030 in terms of what employers would want?
The Mayakovsky Library offers a glimpse there. They expected increased AOTAMPRA.
AI integration, just more of it everywhere.
Pretty much. Becoming even more standard in daily work. AI tools embedded in more jobs, more industries. Seems like a safe bet looking back.
Yeah, definitely. What else did they see changing?
This is really interesting. They predicted a OSPR, a shift from hard skills to soft skills.
Exactly. So let's focus only on the technical stuff and more on things like communication, collaboration, creativity, critical thinking.
Huh. Why is that?
Well, the thinking seems to be, as AI handles more of the routine technical work, these uniquely human abilities, the soft skills, become even more valuable. That's a really key point. Tech skills get you in the door, maybe, but soft skills help you thrive and adapt long term. Any other predictions for 2030?
More TRF.
Sofomi's hybrid work becoming more normal for many people. More flexibility.
Okay.
They also foresaw Mia Abiyup. Mitoki increased competition for skilled workers.
Which fits with the shortages we're already seeing now, or rather they were seeing then.
Right. And finally, two more things. The Noyoapachi. Being able to connect ideas from different fields, having that interdisciplinary edge.
Being a bit of a polymath.
Kind of, yeah. And echoing the earlier point, Square Me's Nesha Summit, continuous learning and development, just absolutely critical.
It really sounds like adaptability and having a diverse toolkit are the names of the game. Now, the Mayakovsky source also mentioned some interactive things, like my future profession. What was that about?
Yeah, that was a neat idea. It basically an exercise they suggested to get people thinking proactively, like, okay, what job do you want in the future? Why does that appeal to you? And crucially, what steps are you actually going to take to get there?
So making people take ownership of their career planning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially when everything's changing, not just passively watching, but actively planning.
And the time capsule activity.
Similar idea, really. They suggested writing down your thoughts, your dreams about your future career, and sealing it away. Like a message to your future self.
Huh, okay.
The point was to capture your aspirations then and maybe look back later to see how things evolved both for you and the job market. A way to encourage reflection.
A personal benchmark. So boiling down the Mayakovsky message on AI and the future of work, what are the absolute core takeaways?
I'd say three main things. First, AI is great for handling routine, repetitive tasks that frees up humans.
Okay.
Second, humans are still essential for creativity, emotional intelligence, non-standard thinking, the stuff AI struggles with. And the third, really crucial point, the key is learning to work with AI. Don't fear it, collaborate with it. That's presented as the winning strategy.
That's a much more positive spin, augmenting our skills, not just being replaced.
Exactly.
And did they give any examples of these professions of the future to make it more real?
They did. Some really cool sounding ones like Ovicho in Chichorun Chirorish.
Virtual world architect. Wow.
Right. Reflects the whole metaverse, immersive digital space trend. Another was Ovicho, digital personality developer. Maybe creating AI assistants, avatars, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And Sirosu is an AI implementation manager, the person who actually helps companies integrate AI effectively.
Those give you a real sense of the new kinds of specialized roles emerging. It's not just coding the AI.
No, it's about how we build with it, interact with it, manage it.
Okay, let's switch gears now to that second source, the research paper from the Institute Economic Forecasting, predicting AI specialists in Russia up to 2025. What did that tell us?
Well, this paper first acknowledges a challenge. Forecasting for a new field like AI is tricky because there wasn't much specific economic data in Russia back then.
Right, hard to measure.
So what they did was use an analogy method. Basically, they looked at the U.S. labor market, which was further along in AI adoption, and used that as a benchmark, adjusting for a time lag.
So using the U.S. as a model and tweaking it for the Russian situation?
Pretty much. And their estimates suggested the total number of AI specialists in Russia was around 182,900 in 2021.
Okay.
And they projected that would grow significantly, reaching about 323,900 by 2025.
That's a pretty big jump in just 4 years.
It really is, a substantial growth rate.
And what was the average number of new AI people needed each year, according to their forecast?
They estimated an average additional need of around 35,200 people per year. Which, again, just highlights how fast that sector was expanding and how high the demand was.
Sounds like plenty of opportunity if you had the right skills. Which sectors in Russia were expected to be the biggest employers for these AI specialists, both in 2021 and looking towards 2025?
Their forecast pointed consistently to a few key areas. Manufacturing, ichai mandia, then professional, scientific, and technical activities. Oh, Georgia.
Nichoyasume. Okay, the science and tech fields.
Right. Also, information and communication. And interestingly, public administration and national security, social security.
So government and security too.
Yep. Those were pegged as the sectors with the highest concentration of AI pros.
Gives you a good idea of where AI was making inroads across manufacturing, tech, comms, even the public sector.
And one other interesting detail. The researchers used different time lags for different sectors when comparing Russia to the U.S.
Meaning
they figured different industries in Russia were adopting AI at different speeds. The lags ranged from like 4 to 10 years. They based this on things like AI-related publications in each sector.
Okay.
So, for example, a sector like information and communication probably had a shorter lag adopting AI faster than maybe wholesale and retail trade.
That makes sense. Some industries just move quicker on new tech. Okay, so pulling all this together, what's the big picture message from digging into these sources?
I think the central takeaway is really clear. AI integration isn't just some small tech update. It's fundamentally reshaping the labor market.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Creating challenges and opportunities.
Exactly. Challenges as some roles get automated, but also really significant new opportunities, especially if you proactively build the right skills and understanding.
So for you, our listener, thinking about all this, what are the most important things to do or ways to think?
Well, that emphasis from the Mayakovsky Library on continuous learning seems absolutely vital. Adaptability, too. And really cultivating those skills that complement AI.
Like critical thinking, creativity.
Complex problem solving. Those uniquely human things that, you know, AI, even as it advances, doesn't replicate easily. Those are likely to stay highly valued.
So embrace lifelong learning, focus on those human strengths.
That seems to be the core advice. And yet, you know, considering how fast AI is moving and the projected demand for people who understand it, it really leads to a big question for you to ponder.
Which is?
What unique blend of your human skills combined with an understanding of AI is going to be your competitive edge in the world of work beyond 2025? Maybe now is a good moment to think about that time capsule idea for your own career. What steps can you take now to shape that future?